Thank you for holding. Is this Austin?
It is.
Hi, Austin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I realized it was Valentine's Day, though, so I think I need to get some flowers on my way home. But
you and me both, man.
I completely forgot. They started mentioning it when we got into the office. They started seeing balloons and stuff. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I know, right? Married man, too, so it's like, can't miss one or I'll be sleeping on the couch this weekend.
don't want that.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. She also requested a new in-business credit, typically for businesses 5 years and under. But did you have any questions for me, like about the listing on Google or how it works?
Mainly how it works. Like, would you guys be doing SEO on my website or working with my Google My Business listing to get me there? How is that?
It's actually a combination of both. We have to do both. We're actually a premier Google partner. So we're partnered with the Google headquarters. We're calling you out of Southern California. We do it all over the country. So the Google Places placement is what we're calling about. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map. So we do have to do off-site SEO, on-site SEO. There's also algorithm updates that we have to implement on the back end of your Google business profile. And then we also have to make sure that you're verified. And that's just maintaining the Google listing. But, you know, obviously with SEO, you're maintaining all of the online listings, not just Google. So, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine, Bing. You know, we have to create profiles on all those and make sure it's compatible as well and matches up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So we would complete your whole online profile. It's not just Google, but you do save yourself some money and you save us some time because you already have a website, so that's good. We won't have to build that for you. did you do this one yourself or?
Yeah, I did that one myself.
Nice. The a-zconstruction.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is actually solid. So it gets an A quality score. Mainly because of the loading speed, like you didn't overcomplicate the site, and so it looks like it's got a good quality score for the mobile platform. And that's where 80% of searches are going to happen, is the mobile device. So, it's a good site. Okay. What have you been doing so far to, like, get the business name out there? Do you have any other online listings outside of just the website?
Yeah, we've got social media, and I think...
Like Facebook or Instagram?
We have both. And I think we have a LinkedIn as well. There may be a couple other, listings like Yelp or something.
Are you running, Facebook ads through your Facebook page?
We do occasionally.
Okay. Cause there's packages that have Facebook ads. And that kind of affects the pricing structure too. So, you know, the price is really going to depend on which route you want to go with it. We have like some bare bones packages that's just focused on the on-site SEO, off-site SEO, and that first page placement. And then we have other packages that have all the extra bells and whistles like Facebook ads. There's ones with Google ads where you could be one of the sponsored guys at the top. You could even do pay per lead. So it really just depends. But if you wanted to just
For today, I would be looking more bare bones. I did just sign up and get invested into some other ad campaigns this week, actually. So
the main thing really is getting the placement. You know, Google has made it so it's next to impossible to get into that group without having the algorithm updates or basically going through one of their partners. And we have the availability to bring on a business that does general contracting. I know your main focus is going to be like fencing and decks, right?
For the most part right now, yeah. But we are looking to take on bigger projects as well.
Okay. Obviously, it's keyword specific. I think you already know that one. So we'll be able to customize it for you. But there is a package that we have I just sent you the pricing page. It's called our essential package, and that's just focusing on getting that first page placement. Typically, it's $299 month to month, and there's usually a setup fee of $299, and it's a month to month service. But because of the new in business credit that Tara requested, I can actually reduce the monthly price down to just $199. So that'll save you about $100 every month. And then I could also reduce the setup fee to just a one-time payment of $99. So the initial investment would be $298 on that package. And then each month moving forward that you continue to use the placement or stick with us, it'll be $199. That's like the bare bones as far as like getting it as low as possible. But there is another package called our Platinum Package Bundle, which I would heavily consider. If you look at that Platinum Package, it's the one that's normally $599. I could get the price reduced on that one to just $299. So it's only $100 difference monthly, but that $100 is going to go directly into your Facebook ads campaign, and it's going to be professionally hosted by Meta-certified technicians that we have in-house, and they'll be able to maximize the return on investment from that. And you won't have to maintain it yourself. And so that could definitely make a difference. And then it also has all the other products and features as far as like the Amazon Alexa, the Bing submissions, you know, all the directory submissions, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. So that $100 each month would make a big difference for your company from an ROI standpoint. But if you are already invested in some other things, I did see actually, I just found it right now. I was trying to just look up your name and see what else you had out there because you mentioned Yelp. But there's a Angie's List. Is that what you're saying you recently signed up with? Or Angie's Leads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How do you like that so far?
Well, the listing and the ads, I think, should just have went live yesterday. So I probably won't know how I like it until a week or two from now.
Gotcha.
But I'm giving them a shot. I've heard good and bad things from them.
Right.
So I just want to, I got in like base level. I think I'm spending like $500 a month.
Oh, wow.
With them. So
yeah, that's up there. Well, I mean, I know that that's kind of a hefty bill, and I don't want to bash them. They do spend a lot of money on Google advertising. They actually do this type of advertisement to get the leads that they sell. But I know they do charge you per lead and usually get charged a lead fee or deducted from your balance, whether you actually land the job or not. It's just kind of for their information and what they think the lead is worth. With this, there's no like middleman scenario like that where like you're on our site and we're charging you per lead. We're actually creating your business's own like Google business profile and everything. So the customers are calling you directly as a live call without any like lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So, you know, I'm really confident. You know, I've worked with a lot of people who've used that service in the past, and they always tell me that they like it a lot better when people can call them directly and they don't have like the lead fees. And overall, it's generally more affordable. You know, $500 is nearly a platinum package service on our part. We would have like 10 different ways of generating leads for you, instead of kind of investing all into one avenue on a per lead basis. So,
yeah, exactly. So it would have been great if you guys called me like 5 days ago.
Well, you got to have a spot available, you know, that's the hard part.
Right.
It's not so much the cost of it. It's the availability, for general contractors in your area. It's not an everyday thing.
Right.
You know, if you did decide you want to continue to do Home Advisor, I'm sure you could always go back to that. But I'm telling you, you know, if you look up just even the keyword fencing contractors, in the last 30 days, they've had 1,812 searches within a 50-mile radius around spring. And that's what this would cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying we're going to get you like 1,812 fence jobs or that you even want that problem, right? Just with that kind of exposure, you know, that one keyword would generate enough traffic for you to basically cherry pick work and be consistently booked up with the size of your business.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you'll go back to paying per lead, you know, just from like a long-term standpoint.
Right,
and then all the verification and all the things that we build up for you, even if you did decide to leave it later, which again, I don't think you will, those things are going to be long-term credibility factors that you should do at some point for your business, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Be searchable, because even people finding you on Home Advisor are probably going to want to, or Angie's, they're probably going to want to look you up, you know, just to see who you are, what you've done in the past. And so this establishes all those listings. Kind of the same reason why you built the website, but obviously the website's only going to be seen by people who, you know, right now are looking up that site. With this, it's going to be seen by people who are looking for, you know, a fencing contractor or, you know, a deck builder, you know, typing in things like that. So, I don't want to twist your arm into it. At the end of the day, it's your business. But if I could approve a pricing structure like that, at even like the $199 month to month for the essential, is that something that you could see a value in doing for A to Z Construction Services LLC?
Yeah, it is. I think we could probably go ahead and do that. One thing I would like to know is how, like, what would you need from me once I say, yeah, let's go ahead and do this thing and sign up? Like, obviously, I pay the setup fee in the first month.
Right.
Like, how would you, like, what else would you need to set up all the stuff? Like, you need access, like, admin access to the website, to our Google listing, all that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. So we'll walk you through it. We're partnered with Google, so I'll actually create the profile and submit it to Google, and they'll review that just to make sure there's no changes that need to be made to the Google business profile or updates. And then it'll automatically send you the Google verification form. So you have to fill out the Google verification form. That'll actually go to the Google headquarters. And then there's also an outline of the agreement in writing you'll sign off on, just as like a written exchange of everything we're doing for you. So those two steps are easy. And then there's a client interview that I could schedule for later today at a set time. And then the client interview is where they're going to go over like all the keywords that you're going to be listed for, the area that we're targeting. Basically want to customize the campaign and make sure that the leads that you're getting from the first page placement are actually qualified. Like, we don't want to just list you as a general contractor, right? We want to target your specific audience for your company. So it's just those steps. It's literally like create the account, secure the position, get you your Google verification form. There is a tracking system too, so you'll actually be able to download the app and keep track of all the leads and everything that's generated while you're on the first page. And so you'll get access to that, and then, like I said, the subscription terms, you want to sign off on that and then go through the client interview process. So sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. We've been around for 20 years, so we definitely know how to streamline the process and get businesses set up rather quickly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create the profile. On the first page of Google, you can actually, I know you have a Google business profile, but you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 832-257-5593.
Correct.
Okay. And Google sends you this PIN in the mail. I'm sure you're familiar with it. The Google verification letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't see an address here. Like, there's 19 reviews, but there's no address. We have to make sure that the address matches up. Did you actually get verified already? Like, the PIN verification in the mail?
I did.
You did. Okay. What was the street address that you had that sent to?
That one. Let's see.
They have that 4323. Okay. I just want to make sure that it's the same. I'm just looking for any changes, because if you change the address, then we have to go through that whole re-verification process again. Okay. And then you want me to leave that address hidden, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. And your hours of operation are going to stay the same, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be pretty easy to get you up and running, Austin. What's your last name? Oh, hello?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think the Bluetooth maybe from the car. What's your last name?
Yes, yeah, that's what it was. Last name is Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send you the receipt and everything in writing?
info@a-zconstruction.com.
Okay. And then I'm going to send two text messages over. Do you get texting on this phone number?
I do.
Okay. So the first one's going to be my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There will be an account management team that'll help me with the fulfillment of your account. But if you want something done quickly, I'll be your go-to guy. And then I'm also going to send over Google verification form. Usually this will automatically come through when you start an account, but I just want to make sure that you have this. Since you've already been verified once in the past, basically you just want to fill out this form to make sure that there's no like significant changes. And this will actually go directly to the Google headquarters. Once they receive it, they'll actually give you your badge and check mark that lets them know that you're a Google verified business. Because right now that doesn't show on your Google business profile. You're missing that badge. Okay. And then, okay. Website. Oh, let me attach your website here. Okay. No, it's the same. It's fine. So we'll leave that. You own this domain and everything, right?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Save. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
That's correct.
Okay. And then did those two messages come through?
I just got an email.
Oh, yeah. That's the Google verification one. Yeah. So it goes to your email, but it should come through as a text too. Usually the text message one's easier to fill out just because like where it asks you to upload files of like any kind of license or insurance that you might have or business registration, you could just tap the upload file portion and it'll flip around. You could just snap pictures of it. Just really easy to fill out that way, but okay. You could always do it on the PC too. Okay.
Gotcha.
I have your account created.
The area I'm in doesn't have the best connection service right now, so it's taking a minute to load up. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. As long as you're getting, I mean, you're not getting any text messages? Like, you didn't get my number at all?
No, I haven't gotten a single text yet.
Okay, that's not good. You didn't get the pricing page that I sent you either earlier? I thought you were looking at it.
Oh, no, I was listening to you for the pricing.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier if you could see it, you know? That way you know you're talking to the right people.
Going on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of sells itself, usually.
I just got in the truck. I'm going to drive a little closer to the interstate. That'll probably help the connection come back.
Yeah, that's fine. We're almost done, actually, too. I was going to ask you, for the client interview, you know, the client interviews, they typically take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to do your client interview?
And do you guys do client interviews on the weekend by chance?
We don't do them on the weekend, no. The latest that we could do it today, if you wanted to push it to the afternoon, would be like 5 to 6.
Okay, let's see. Let's do 5.
Okay.
O'clock.
I'm like, I could do basically any time between now and 6 o'clock is really what it is. Normally, we could schedule them following day, but it's Friday, so... I mean, we have 24/7 customer service, but the client interview technicians are, they only work Monday through Friday. So it's just that department. Okay, so let me see.
Right.
All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the client interview between 5 and 6, and then they're going to send you an automated text message reminder 1 hour before the call. So that way you get a heads up. If something pops up where you can't make it, you know, I'll contact you. We could always reschedule it for Monday, but, you know, we want to get it going as soon as possible. It's a month-to-month service that you're on, so, you know, we're pretty adamant about getting you up and running as fast as possible, so by the time the next bill rolls around, you already have some return on investment to show for it.
Right.
Yeah, just helps us.
That makes sense.
All right, that client interview is scheduled there.
Okay, just got this invitation.
Yep, that's for the client interview this afternoon. But you still didn't get the text messages, you said, right?
Yeah. Still haven't gotten the text messages, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm going to try to resend it over to you. That's important, because once I process this, it's going to send everything via email and text message. Looks like your email is working pretty good, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so here comes the direct number and extension again. And then I sent the pricing page earlier.
Whenever all right, now the texts are coming through.
Okay. Multiple ones or just the one that I sent right now with my direct number and extension?
I got four. So one
yeah.
Is the
no, yeah. They all of a sudden pop through.
Yeah, came in once. Yeah.
Yeah, I see them now. They all say sent successfully all of a sudden. They were pending for a while. I think it's just you got into a better service area finally.
Yeah, I just needed to get out of that neighborhood.
All good. Sometimes those neighborhoods are a better place to live, you know? Less people can bother you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually gonna put you on what's called the pro package. So the pro package is the middle one, for the $199 pricing structure. So basically we're getting you all the bells and whistles that we can with the exception of running the Facebook ads, just because I would have to have that extra $100 budget in order to put you on that platinum package and to allocate that towards Facebook ads. But we'll give you every other bell and whistle that we can outside of that. So you'll have the full pro package in your service agreement. And that one's actually advertised at $499 monthly. So my goal is to try to get you as much return on investment as possible using as many platforms as possible in our 20 years experience. And obviously we want to establish a long-term relationship with you. I feel like with a pro package, if you're going to compare that to Home Advisor by Angie's over the next 30 days, we'll definitely be able to beat those guys out and earn your business long term.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so, you said 20 years your guys have been in business. Do you have a specialty in like types of companies that you serve, or is it just kind of like?
Oh yeah.
Any like general marketing?
Oh yeah, we're partnered with Google. So, usually it's contractors, for the most part, you know, but it's service-based businesses that benefit the most. But I mean, even brick and mortar companies and like restaurants, everybody gets Google business profiles and run ads, just to promote their company. So if it comes to any kind of Google ads, SEO, Google Places placement, the Google Guarantee program, we'll be able to assist. So we could definitely grow your business from here. Like, just because we're starting on this package doesn't mean that, you know, fast forward 6 months or a year from now, you have like four or five crews. You know, we could definitely accommodate you by covering more ground, you know, running more ads. And that's usually the best way to progressively grow a business too, is because we'll already have the data from how you're doing on a local listing before we approach that. So instead of like throwing a bunch of money at the wall and seeing what sticks, we'll already kind of have a game plan and understand what your business model is, if that makes sense. Sorry, that was like a very long, complicated answer, but as a Google partner, we specialize in search ads though. We're a premier partner in search ads. So anything that has to do with keyword searches, relevant to helping a business owner drive traffic and get exposure through keyword search on Google.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have your business profile created, and I got the client interview scheduled. For the pro package, the initial investment is just going to be $298 today just because of that one or that $99 setup fee. And then each month moving forward, it'll be $199. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the
$298? Probably I would have to do that by card. Do y'all take American Express?
Absolutely. Yeah, most business owners use Amex. It's a safe route to go. I love Amex. Does this just say Austin Baker, or does it say A to Z Construction Services LLC on it?
Well, it says both.
It says both.
Business.
Okay. I want to make sure that matches up because this is a write-off for you. They'll actually end up giving it back to you later. And then the 4323 Neustis River Loop in Spring, is that the same billing address?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. So the business street address is the same as the billing. Okay. So American Express is a little bit different than other cards. They have 15 digits on the front, and they're not exactly in a four-letter sequence. They're kind of scattered. But if you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. So we got 3727.
Yep. 340. And the last one is 41007. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a full outline of the service agreement in writing. Oh, expiration date, month and year?
Let's see. Expiration date is 10/28.
10/28. And then it says there's a four-digit code on the front.
Yeah, 8746.
8746. Okay. So here, I'm going to send you the full outline of the agreement in writing with your receipt. Hang on the line with me. You're still in the good zone for the text and emails, right?
I am, yep.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. So this is going to be full pro package service. $199. One-time setup fee of $99. And then I'm going to grandfather this in for you. And then you don't want to capitalize on the Facebook advertising at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. I figured, you know, that would... That's why I kind of asked you earlier. I was like, have you ever used it? Because people either really love Facebook or they really don't like it. But I would say the guys that do our platinum package, probably about 15 to 20% of the calls that they get come from Facebook. Okay. So this is going to be just local. Did you get the Google verification form?
No, I don't see that.
Should be in one, it's like a paragraph text message. Yeah, it would be in the email too.
Okay, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below-mentioned information to proceed.
Yep. There should be a link in there you can click on, and it'll take you to the form. I know you're in the car. You don't have to fill that out right now, but you're going to want to sign in. It might take you a little bit just to fill it out. Sometimes guys, like, they take 2 to 3 days just to get everything together and then send it in to us. That's totally fine. I just want to make sure that you're able to get to it and that you actually got it. So that way you know, because that's like your only homework.
The only thing I'm saying is the link to your dashboard.
Dashboard. That's the tracking system. But you shouldn't be able to access that unless you've signed the subscription terms already. But I haven't sent you the subscription terms yet.
Yeah.
Usually, here, I'm going to process it right now. When the payment clears, you'll get the username and password right now. And then it's also going to send over the link to the service agreement and the verification form again. So just stay on the line with me real quick. I'm going to make sure you get everything.
All right.
Yeah. Little unorthodox process that we have here. Usually it's a bit smoother, but with all the discounts and everything and then the customized service agreement, it's a little less fluid than I would have liked, but we got you.
Okay.
You should start getting some more messages here.
Yeah.
Is this you and your partner on the website?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Thumbs up? Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys look young, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 26. He's 24, almost 25.
Oh, okay. I'm 33 with, you know, I'm already missing my hair. I'm mixed, though. I'm half and half, but I got, you know, I got the common thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys look young, man. You look really young. My dad used to always tell me that, too. People think that my dad's like my brother, and he always tells people, black don't crack. And I think you guys got kind of that gene. Cause
yeah.
You don't look 26, man. You would have told me you were like 19, 20, I would have believed
it. You believe it? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have believed it.
That's
for
what
sure.
They tell me.
Yeah, you look young. That's good, though. It means you live a long time.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
Longevity. Unfortunately, from my white half, I inherited some genes to make me age a little faster. That's funny, man. Oh, my gosh. All right. That's nuts. You guys look so young. How long have you been running this business? You said 3 years?
Yep.
Yeah, because I applied that new business credit for sub 5. Yeah. 22, yeah. In the middle of the pandemic. Well, I guess that was after the pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. For the
pandemic was not us, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They didn't have a pandemic. We're in California, so it's kind of like.
It was like 6 months, and then they're like, you guys are good.
Yeah. Communist California over here. It's freaking taking away everybody's freedom.
Yeah.
And take away everybody's guns. I have to go through so many loops just to have my guns out here. It's ridiculous. The sheriff knows everything about me.
Yeah.
When I go to bed. Where I go to work. My kids, my lady. Yeah, it's nuts. All right, fences, concrete, finishing work.
Yes, wow.
It should be pretty easy, though, to get you processed compared to some of the other places, though, because, you know, Texas is pretty lenient. Like, in California, when you do concrete, there's so many, like, restrictions and regulations on it. Like, even just having the insurance is so expensive for a lot of businesses. It, like, stops companies from even doing it altogether at times. It just doesn't make financial sense for certain types of jobs. They kind of want to leave it all to the city and the government rather than the people.
Yeah, it doesn't really work out as well that way.
Yeah, well, that and then the taxes too. Like, we have like federal income taxes in California. They don't have that in Texas, so it's like the way. Or I think you guys don't have state, right? But you have federal.
It's state taxes. Yeah, we have federal taxes, but not state.
Everybody's got. Yeah, it's the state. Yeah, our state rips us off. Like our. I pulled 250 last year. It took home like 147. So just to put that in perspective. Yeah, it's like half my money is going to taxes and whatever they want to spend it on. But we do, this time of the year, I shouldn't complain. Like, they're sending me a big chunk back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. But
okay,
sorry, go ahead.
I got into the dashboard. No,
okay.
I got into the dashboard, but I still haven't seen a link for the Google verification.
Okay. Let me see here, my.localsplash.com. Okay, yeah, there should be a link here where it says to get your profile verified, Google may require some additional information, but then it's saying please check the email we sent for more details instead of,
mm-hmm.
There should be a link in there, though. Usually it doesn't say check the email. They just changed that, I think, specifically for this profile. If you go to your email, it should be in there. That's really frustrating. I'm sorry. So that's what I was saying. It's they have me customize like all like your pricing structure, your service agreement to get you on that pro deal for the discounted rate. And so it kind of messed with like the fluidity of everything. Like usually if when you just click on the package, if I would have just clicked on it with the regular pricing structure and not adjusted anything, it automatically like generates all these links and sends them over to you. But right now I'm having to like manually override everything just to set you up with this deal. So it looks like it was actually forwarded to the email instead of having a hyperlink there generated for you to click on via text message. Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it does say that it was in your email or it's in your email currently. And so it'll say like, please click here to get your Google business profile verified. And that's the link. I just want to make sure you have that. It looks like you've already, accessed the Google business profile, but did you sign the subscription terms?
Yeah.
You did already? Okay. So when you're in your Google business profile, if you go to settings, that subscription terms is always in the settings tab for you to be able to reference. So that way you have documented that you have that deal as long as you're with us. But
okay.
I got to make sure we get your verification, because the verification and the client interview are like the two main things that we need from you. Everything else we can pretty much get up and running on our own after you've done the client interview, but we got to have the verification form. That's the only reason they're not showing you as a Google verified contractor right now.
Yeah. Now I'm on the, I went back on the subscription agreement just because that was the only link on there.
Mm-hmm. I see this one where it has like the My.
If I do the.
Hold on, let me get a link. Okay, what were you saying? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying?
If I log into this. No, you're good. If I log into the dashboard, will I be able to do the verification there? Is there a link in that by chance?
Let me just verify a little second here. Give me 1 second. Why did they take a link out of the... Frustrating. Okay, let me see if I could just get you the form. I just requested that they send me your actual form, And then when they send me the link, I'm just going to copy paste it and text it over to you.
All right.
Yeah. Just make it easier that way. But there is a section too, they said, in your client dashboard. It says there's a section, if you go to the business info page, and then there'll be a section titled business documents. If you're already in that dashboard. And then it says otherwise you could also reply directly to that email with the information as well.
Okay, yeah, I see the business documents.
That it's requesting?
Yeah, I see that I can upload.
Okay, that's it then, the Google verification form. Yep, so it'll have a list of the things that it needs from you. You could also access it in your dashboard, though.
Okay.
Text me this link.
And I should have that done before the onboarding call?
No. I mean, it usually takes guys about 2 days. I want to make sure that you can get to it, you know, and you have access to it. That's more what's concerning for me. I don't want to, jump off the line and then I'm not here tomorrow and then, like, you're stuck. I mean, we do have customer service, so you could still call in if you press extension 1 and they'll help you, but I would rather you already know what needs to be done, and then going into the weekend, you could work on it over the weekend. Yeah, but the client interview is the main thing. And then, you know, if you can send it in, though, if you have all that information readily at hand, then send it over. The sooner the better. I mean, we don't want to waste time either.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. I got all the stuff in. If you just would send me
signed the subscription.
Copy and paste. Send me that link.
Yeah, I'll send the hyperlink over right now. I'm gonna go into this dashboard. It was just created because they're not responding to me, but they just created your dashboard and tracking system. They'll also send you the link for the app so you could download the app. It's a lot easier to navigate than the PC version. But I'll access it through your dashboard and then I'll send you the link, right now. And then you have, my direct number and extension. So, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, I'll still be here with you. Like, don't hesitate to call in. I've already been doing this for the last 12 years, so I know all the ins and outs of it. I'll be able to walk you through it. It's just, I gave you a deal, and that's the thing. The deal is actually what's, like, causing the system to be like, this isn't normal. And so it's hesitant sending all these things rather than it just being, like, a smooth. Usually I process in an account, and it sends it all automatically, and you have it right there. But... thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always contact me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same phone number if you hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Look out for our phone call. It's going to be today between 5 and 6 o'clock Central Standard Time.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll talk to you
then. Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.